brother. What's up?
It's just a Cuban party, man.
Yeah,
I
brother,
can
like,
dig it.
Stop right on.
Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, father, we don't need to escalate. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see.
And welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I want to get right at it and welcome my guest, none other than Mr. Max Reichman, CEO and President of the National Committee to Preserve Social Security and Medicare. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you doing?
I'm just fine. How are you, Earl? Thanks for having me this morning.
You know, it's always good having you on. You always bring timely and informative information at a time when it's always...
But this time the Soviets and the Confederates are allies.
Sorry, everyone. We're just having a little bit of a hiccup here with Earl Ingram. Earl, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right. Fantastic, Earl. You are live whenever you're ready to go, my friend.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the new Earl Ingram Show. 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM The Shaw. You know what to do when things don't go according to plan. You can lose your head. Or you can take a deep breath and say, this too shall pass. So I'm so excited to be back on here. Is my guest on the line? All right. I want to welcome a really good friend and comrade who has been in the battle constantly. Whatever the battle is, he's there. And it's so good to introduce him to many of you who may not know him and also represent to you, for those who do know him, my good friend, Brother Robert Miranda. Hey, Robert, how you doing, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. How are you?
I'm better, man. You know, you can stress out when at the last minute plans change, or you can say, this too shall pass. Well, it was one of those mornings thus far. And I'm so excited, man, to have you on board. Let's talk about, you represent an organization called Fresh Water for Life. And for people who may not know, let's talk a little bit, man, about Fresh Water for Life and why that organization is in existence.
Sure. The Fresh Water for Life Action Coalition, FLAC, has been in service advocating for the removal of these toxic lead pipes that have been tainting our water. So supply that goes through the laterals that connect from the water mains to the taps in the house with lead. And so for the last few years, we've been organizing on that matter to have them removed so that the health of the community can improve and the community can have water free of being tainted by lead.
Go ahead, Robert.
Yeah, the organization has since moved its efforts not only to continue to work with our partner, the Get the Lead Out Coalition in Milwaukee, but we've also been now involved in matters around the country, organizing and working with other groups in Portland, Oregon, Benton Harbor, Newark, Pittsburgh, and other places to really create a national movement on this matter of importance, because it's just tragic and it has gone on for too long that many of our homes in our city are experiencing this hazard of tainting the water that goes into the house.
Robert, you've been at the vanguard with this for a long time. You know, the former mayor, Tom Barrett, knew this to be a fact, that this was an issue. He kept pointing at the fact that lead paint was a bigger issue than lead in the water, and the skirmish has gone on for a number of years. What do you say? Because I remember interviewing the acting mayor, and he parroted the same thing. What do you say about where we're headed?
I say that they continue to misrepresent and mislead the public in regards to this whole matter. They want to hit lead and paint and lead and water against each other as a way of trying to really hide the truth. And the truth is that lead and water is playing a more significant role in the poisoning of our community than they really want to admit. And for them to continue, especially as acting mayor, for him to continue to mimic and espouse the same misrepresentation and lies that the former mayor, who is now in Luxembourg enjoying a bunch of Wiener schnitzels, they could go ahead and get away with that is actually committing a crime against the community. This nonsense that they continue to espouse is really not backed by data, and we know this because they always cite national trends and national data, but they always seem to skirt and hide anything that shows data locally, and that's because local data would show that they are lying and misleading the public.
You know, Robert, we first heard of, you know, lead pipes, many of us, with what went on in Flint. How far down the road has Flint, are they correcting? Have things been corrected there? Is that still a battle?
No, in Flint, it's still a battle. It's still going on over there that really has not been totally resolved. But they are making progress. They are doing things far more effective than we are here in Milwaukee. I would say that they're even moving in the accountability arena, holding the elected officials and other leaders who are responsible for what happened in Flint accountable. Just the last year, in the summer of last year, they charged with the former governor of the state with criminal offenses and about eight other officials with criminal offenses for what took place in Flint. We actually have criminal investigation that has been opened up against the Milwaukee Health Department and what went on in the LEP program here. That criminal investigation is now with the Department of Justice, and the Attorney General of the Department of Justice has now had that in his possession for the last couple of years. It actually, the criminal investigation actually started with Milwaukee County District Attorney John Chisholm, who has, after a year of investigating, referred the matter to the Department of Justice. And so, you know, our effort to hold the past administration and all the bureaucrats and all those involved in the cover-up and the lies against the community and showing misinformation and misleading can be exposed even further if that criminal investigation comes back with the findings we believe that are in there, and that is that there has been a lot of misconduct, a lot of malfeasance, a lot of falsifying of official government documents to hide the fact that our community has been poisoned for a long time, and there has been a major, major effort by city government to cover that up.
You know, Robert, there are many people listening from outside of our city who live in rural areas who are also being exposed to this. When we come back, man, take a little time to walk through what happened here. And maybe there are people who don't know the impact of what this scourge is in this country. I do know, and we do know, that Vice President Kamala Harris was just here last month and talking about $1 trillion that the Biden administration is going to be spending in trying to alleviate this issue. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. On the line, my good friend Robert Miranda, Fresh Rider for Life, Flack, has joined us. You too can join us at 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK, 101 FM, The Shaw. We'll be right back.